This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Could peace be in the offing in Afghanistan? Well, at least it's on the table. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgent leaders are formally ushering in the beginning of historic talks aimed at ending two decades of war. Among those on hand in Doha today, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, the choice of your political system is yours to make. The actual talks are scheduled to start tomorrow. Top early issues for the two sides, an immediate ceasefire, and an agreement on protecting the rights of women. Drug maker AstraZeneca says it has resumed the British clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine, that it's gotten the go-ahead from Britain's Medicines Health Regulatory Authority. The vaccine is one of the most advanced currently being tested. The trials of the drug, developed with researchers from the University of Oxford, were suspended this week after an illness in a study volunteer, casting doubts on chances for an early rollout. Now that particular hurdle is in the past. French police fired tear gas and arrested more than 200 people in Paris today as yellow vest protesters returned to the streets in force for the first time since the coronavirus lockdown. The yellow vest movement began in late 2018 as a protest against higher fuel taxes and French President Emmanuel Macron's ideas for economic reform. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today is warning the European Union not to threaten the UK, saying a bill which would breach a divorce treaty with the bloc is needed to protect Britain's integrity. With the EU stepping up plans for trade talks without a Brexit deal, Johnson has accused its negotiators of threatening to impose a food blockade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland. Said Johnson on Twitter, let's make the EU take their threats off the table. British lawmakers Monday are set to begin debating on the internal markets bill, which one minister has said would violate international law in a very specific but limited way. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. Princess Leonor, the 14-year-old heir to the Spanish throne, has gone into quarantine after a classmate tested positive for COVID-19. 8 million Spanish children returned to classes last week, but some schools have closed in the wake of positive tests. Spain reported 4,700 new infections yesterday, pushing its total case count to over 566,000. The country's death toll is closing in on 30,000. For the second straight day, India has reported a record daily jump in new coronavirus infections, 97,570. India is the pandemic's second worst affected country, trailing only the United States, which has more than 6.4 million infections. India's caseload has grown to almost 4.7 million, with 77,000 fatalities. The spread of the virus there is faster than anywhere else in the world, as cases surge through urban and rural areas alike. The global pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 28.5 million infections and a death toll approaching 917,000. The U.S. has seen 193,000 fatalities, the highest in the world. Thousands of people march in Auckland, New Zealand today, protesting the government's latest lockdown and social distancing laws after they were reimposed last month with a small coronavirus outbreak. The protesters were tightly packed as they marched. Many were not wearing masks. The leader of the Advanced New Zealand Party told the rally it was time, quote, to stand up for our rights. Here in the U.S., wildfires continue their wicked assault on the American West. The states of California, Oregon, and Washington have lost millions of acres to the flames, and the death count is on the rise. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing in her state, and there have been large-scale evacuations. Though weather conditions are easing, flames have been threatening areas near Portland and Oregon's capital of Salem. In California, there is a search on for fire victims north of San Francisco, as nearly 15,000 firefighters battle more than two dozen blazes across the northern part of the state. The deadliest fire has so far claimed 9 lives, but 19 people are unaccounted for. In Washington, Governor Jay Inslee says flames the last 5 days have made this his state's second worst fire season ever. He blamed the effects of climate change, saying, quote, this is not an act of God. This has happened because we have changed the climate. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara's government has reached out to his main opponents and religious leaders to intervene and ease tensions following his decision to run for a third term in next month's election. Ouattara made his appeal during a tour of the east of the country yesterday. The world's top cocoa-producing nation has seen a series of violent protests, with at least 10 killed and over 100 wounded in clashes between demonstrators and police since Ouattara announced his re-election plans last month. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.